Kerry, can you tell us a little bit about the business that you're in and some of the problems that you were having when we originally met?
Okay, basically, we started in the business in 1975, and we do metal fabrication. And the problem was, as we grew, our funds were limited. Our overhead rose and our profits diminished. And we ran into all kinds of different problems. As we grew, I delegated more authority here. I delegated it to a bookkeeper. I delegated authority to an accountant. And they were just sort of crunching numbers and not really analyzing or giving me information that I should have had to handle the situation properly. My accountant was busy. He was doing possibly several hundred or thousand accounts. Small businesses, and what he was doing was just crunching numbers and collecting checks. He had gals working for him that were simply doing numbers, and they were housekeepers, and dates were not all that important. And if he'd call and I wasn't in, he would just leave a message, and we wound up in a situation where we started filing taxes late. My bookkeeper felt responsible. And so what she was doing a lot of times, she was drawing it and putting it here, putting it there. And I didn't find out about a lot of it because as we grew from a one-man shop to possibly 25-person shop and you're sort of spreading yourself thin and you're delegating your authority, people at that time were just sort of neglecting certain things that had to be done. And, again, it wasn't their company. They had nothing on the block to lose, and so they would push it off, and one thing would happen one after another, and pretty soon we wound up in a financial situation where not so much with our creditors, per se, but more with the government in our situation, where we were getting penalized, I'm just guessing or speculating, somewhere, 19-20% penalties, and so therefore I seeked some legal advice from a lawyer. And he gave me his 2 cents worth for a set fee, and I feel his judgment in this situation was wrong. And then I also talked to my accountant, and at the bottom line, what they both did was they basically shrugged their shoulders and said, well, we really don't know what to do. And I dug a deeper hole, and then I got busy and sort of avoided it, and I assumed it would maybe go away. And things got worse, and the penalties got stiffer, and the numbers got greater, and pretty soon I was in such a rut that I had no way of getting out. And at that time, I sort of ran across your principle and philosophy and spoke to you and hired you for your advice, and we attacked the situation very tactfully, very professionally, and within a matter of a few months, we basically rectified the problem. I didn't have to declare any bankruptcy. I still, everything's decent. I'm still married. I have my house. I have a few dollars in my pocket. I mean, it has not been the last 6 months or a year has not been easy, but I decided that I wanted to stay in business, and I didn't want to just take and stick a bunch of people with a lot of financial debt. I felt obligated to, a lot of the people I worked with over the years, and we contacted them, worked out payment plans. They still supply me. I have open accounts with most of them. The situation with the government was handled very well. They really don't bother me, and as long as I follow the steps that you stated and how to do the situation, there really has been no repercussions of any type, and it seems like I'm back up and running, and 93 looks like it's going to be a very profitable year. I learned a lot of lessons from mistakes, just neglecting things and delegating, and once you get where you think you're riding high, it's a time they knock you down and people are dipping their hands in your pockets. So I'm going to run a little tighter rein on the company, and basically, with Scott's help, everything's running really well right now, and I just have to fine-tune it. And once you make the mistakes, hopefully you won't make them again, and it's a lesson to be learned, and right now it looks like we're doing well.
Yeah, I should point out that, as you alluded to, this has been a down economy in which you had to try and make this thing turn around completely?
91 was a downslide in our business with the, we do a lot of work with metal fabrication and refinishing related to the hotel and restaurant industry. The restaurants per se, which was a big part of our business, probably 60-70%, they weren't receiving the financing they needed to do renovations. So therefore, we had a lot of problems. Our business, our statistics went way down. Our sales dropped. So 91 was a downslide. 92 was a downslide, and we were having some real, real problems. And there was just no way of getting out of the financial situation we were in. And now the later part, as I employed your services, the later part of 92, we turned it around. And it's been an uphill battle, but 93 looks very, very promising and hopefully profitable with, you know, the lessons I've learned and with your guidance. I finally see the light.
What do you think the difference was between the techniques that we employed and the other alternatives that may have been out there, like bankruptcy or just the use of an attorney and litigation and things of that nature?
Well, with the attorney, what the attorney and the accountant both said, maybe not at the same time, but throughout the duration of this situation, the accountant finally said, well, I was paying him, I called him, I had monthly meetings, we reviewed numbers, and he had so many numbers that I was sort of neglected, and I was just a number amongst a bunch of numbers, so he really wasn't doing me justice. And basically, at the end, he shrugged his shoulder and said, well, I recommend we go bankrupt. As time went on, I found out that my accountant and the lawyer he recommended were sort of in cahoots together, and the accountant got a kickback for referrals to this bankruptcy lawyer. And at the time I spoke to the lawyer, he wanted $7,500 retainer, non-refundable no matter what. He recommended I do it within a 24-hour period to stop the whole process, to stop the gears of the machine, and give him the $7,500 right then and there to stop the entire process. And my accountant said also, if I'm going to be assisting him in doing the numbers and trying to do this workout, that I would have to pay my accountant for his services and pay him in advance for any services he has already given me that I owed him for, plus additional money for his services in the future, because they stipulated that the law states that if he is going to represent me, he had to be paid in advance. The lawyer was saying that also. And then it was a $7,500 retainer with future draws that at numbers they couldn't really tell me how much. So the bottom line, it seemed like it was a long, drawn-out deal, probably, I don't know, a year in time, I believe it was. And by the time I was done, it could have wound up about $20,000, $30,000.
Okay, so they never really nailed down any kind of a number.
Never nailed it down. They wanted the lawyer wanted a retainer of $7,500. The accountant wanted, he was like $2,500, and they were going to put this package together and review it. And, I mean, I was putting everything on the line at that point, my house, you know, cars, boats, anything you have personally. It was all going. And with the situation, the way you and I worked it out, I still have all my personal assets, and I've been sleeping a lot better at night.
Oh, and that's why you say
looks like it's going to really make a big turn here.
That's why you say you still have your wife, because you still have all your personal assets still.
Probably. Still have the toys, you know, so she's still there. And regards to the lawyer, the legal counsel, he knew some of the laws with the IRS and the problems I had. But as soon as you mention the term the IRS, it seems like most people get real cold feet. And whatever they said, he jumped. And I'm not really somebody to go crawl in a corner and hide. And when I brought the situation, you said, no problem. Here's what we do. Bang, bang, bang. And most of the lawyers and everybody panicked when you said the word. And whatever they say, if the government said, well, we want $10,000, we want it tomorrow morning, the lawyer said, that's what you have to do, and that's the way it is. And at one point, I came up with $50,000 that was supposed to be applied to penalties and interest and all this and that. And after speaking to you, what should have been done was, you know, the money, if we were paying the money should have been paid to my the fees that were due, not the penalties.
The trust fund.
Interest, it was supposed to go to the fund itself.
Yeah, the trust fund, yeah.
Right, to the trust fund portion and pay off my principal. And what my lawyer did was took $50,000 and handed it to him, and the government basically, they applied it to the penalties and the interest, and I never reduced my principal. So as time rolled on, the interest kept rolling at 19% or whatever, and I, at the end of 6 months after giving him $50,000, I owed him another
$100,000.
Something that I could never get out of. And so the lawyer, at that time, I confronted him. He says, well, yeah. He mentioned the fact that if I would have stipulated on the back of the check that it went to the trust fund portion principal first, penalties and interest second, he said that would have closed the door on all avenues of communication, and the government then would have came and padlocked my door. And so then after speaking to you and telling you the situation, we addressed it with your techniques and sort of put an end to it. And we're up and running and functioning and, you know, doing well.
So the bottom line of that was that the IRS did not padlock the door, and they did not get the business, and they did not apply any payments towards penalties and interest, but rather when payments are applied, now they're applied towards the trust fund portion. So in other words, it can be done.
Correct. In fact, yes, there are other ways, and it can be done, and you know, it worked out fine for us. You know, I'm very happy we did what we did, and we're still in business, and everything's fine.
Do you recall what your concerns were going into this with us?
Well, the concerns were, one, you know, coming in off the street and not knowing another person. I mean, here you're opening up, you know, all your mistakes you've done, so you're sort of sitting there, you know, open. And you're telling somebody what you've done and everything like that and how you've done it, and then you're paying a fee for a service you don't know. I was very hesitant if it was going to work, not knowing somebody, saying, you know, will you pay me X amount of dollars and we'll do this, this, and this, and we'll take care of it. And I was very hesitant in that just because not knowing the people, not knowing the business, giving people money and saying you're going to take care of something, and then being the situation we were in, the seriousness of it with the government and this and that, and you hear so many horror stories how they just take your house, they throw you on the street, they take your business, they put you in jail, they do this, they do that. I was very, very reluctant, very worried about any of those things happening to me. And, you know, padlocking the doors, taking your equipment, you know, telling your employees to go home, things like that. And luckily, you know, with what we did, not one thing happened.
What helped you get over those hesitations, which I think are quite normal and pretty common?
I don't know if it was a feeling of being backed in the corner and I had to trust somebody. But when I came out to your office and I sat there, I just felt comfortable. Much more so than with my lawyer and my accountant that gave me advice that I thought was lousy. I just felt comfortable with what you told me and with you as a person, and I felt I had to put my trust in somebody. The other thing is, you said that we're going to play hardball, and, you know, the accountant and the lawyer, they seemed like, you know, they just wanted to curl up in the corner and say, okay, whatever you say, and I didn't like that idea or philosophy, and I still don't. And you said we're going to go and we're going to say this, this, and this, and here's what we're going to do, and that's the way it's going to be, and that's what we did. And you said this is what's going to happen, and that's what happened. And basically went step by step the way you said, and we're still here. And reason being, I had to trust somebody, and I didn't want to just cower and say, yep, you're right, you know, kill me. I wanted to fight, and it worked out well.
So in retrospect, you would have, if you were to do it again, you would handle it, and fortunately, you're not in a position to have to do it again.
But right,
if you were, you would you go about it the same way, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Doubt my mind.
Okay. Okay.
In fact, you know, if I had some other friends that, you know, it seems like when you're in business, you know everybody, and most people in business have problems, and I recommended you folks to a number of people who called and who didn't. I really don't know, because a lot of people keep that, you know, behind closed doors, but I've passed out a number of cards. I highly recommend what I did and you. I'm very pleased, and yeah, if I had to do it again, I'd definitely do it again. Not a doubt in my mind.
Great. Okay, thanks for your time. I know that's going to mean a lot to people who are considering this or who are in these kinds of situations, because a lot of times they don't know that there are alternatives, and our purpose of this tape is to just share some other experiences, and instead of having to be so isolated as most entrepreneurs are, to be able to hear other people who have lived through it and how they felt, and that there were options available to them means an awful lot to them.
Oh, yeah. No, it worked out, and, you know, there are a lot of options out there, and you just have to take them.
Thanks a lot, Kerry.
Quite welcome.